Okay, can we ask to announce yourself the phone number, last four digits is 9486?
Then I will remove them from the meeting.
Okay. I don't know if I have to announce that.
If they try to come back in, they'll be in the lobby, so we can.
Okay, if we can get a staff report.
Thank you, Chair Mason and Commissioners. Again, for the record, my name is Lisa Kristen. I'm an investigator with the Oregon Government Ethics Commission. In your meeting book at page 299, item number 39 is the matter of Robert Michael Carter, case number 20-237 ELC. And this is in regards to Columbia School District number 13, which is also known as Rainier School District number 13. Mr. Carter, at the time of the events in question, was the superintendent of the Columbia School District number 13. A commission received a complaint from the chair of the school district's board of directors alleging that Mr. Carter had used his position to obtain a vehicle from the district without following proper district policies, which would include placing the vehicle for sale in a public setting. The district apparently, from the information available to the commission, purchased four vehicles sometime in 2019 as a group with the intent to keep one vehicle for district use and to sell the remaining vehicles to the public to cover the cost of the purchase. Mr. Carter, who at that time was still the superintendent, purchased one of the four vehicles, a 2000 Jeep Cherokee SC, from the district in May of 2020 for $1,200. Commission staff attempted to place a value on the vehicle and requested information from both complainant and respondent and the district regarding the value. Commission staff also consulted both Edmonds and Kelley Blue Book online guides to assess the value. Pursuant to Kelley Blue Book, with the miles and the condition of the car as described by Mr. Carter, fair condition is assigned a value of approximately $2,700. In the past 2 weeks, Mr. Carter has submitted repair and maintenance bills and other documentation regarding the Jeep beyond the staff's 30-day window within which we may conduct preliminary review. I also received information last night regarding the process by which items are sold or surplus is disposed of within that district. Because of that, this matter, the recommendation we're making should be moved to investigation so that commission staff may properly examine and analyze any further information regarding the value and condition of the vehicle at issue, as well as the process by which the vehicle was purchased and what the district's policies are on the same. The report is in your meeting book with a recommendation to move the matter to investigation. Thank you.
Thank you for that report. Before we move forward, we have somebody in the virtual waiting room. Is it this number right here?
Mm-hmm.
946.
Yes.
Last four numbers of your phone number is 9486.
I just admitted them, so okay.
If you have the last four digits for your phone of 9486, can you announce yourself?
Yes, I'm Robert Michael Carter, case number 20-237ELC.
Oh, he's on. Okay.
Okay,
so he is attending. Very good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any questions for staff from commissioners? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Did you want to hear from Mr. Carter?
Mr. Chair, we might want to hear from Mr. Carter first.
Mr. Carter, you know, this is your opportunity to share with the commission with regards to your case.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'll keep it short. I know you guys are really busy. It's amazing. The last 3 hours, I take my hat off to all of you. Thank you very much. In the short period of time allotted to me, I'd like to emphasize that I served the Rainier School District for 19 years, 16 as superintendent. I was elected small school superintendent of the year. I served the district with great passion and love. It's where I live. I have a home there. It's where my spirit's grounded. I've worked with a variety of board members, 22 different ones in Rainier. In 2019, there was a significant board change that was very politically charged. The majority of the current board members, you know, turned into a hostile work environment for me. I left the position. I feel that they are seeking to make things difficult for me and that they're using the government body to take one last shot at me as I left. I have helped save multiple programs when I served there. I donated 2 classic cars to the district, multiple thousands of dollars in monthly payroll to donations, just like everybody does when they're trying to help out kids. When I purchased the vehicle in question, 2,000 GP from the district, I thought I was doing the district a favor since it was very poor shape. It had been sitting there for a couple of years. I paid more than it was worth. I put significant dollars and resources to make it operational. I thought I was following the policy, past practice. The district, otherwise, I never would have bought it. Given that multiple other cars are sold similarly, following the same guidance, even that same month, and the same board officials and financial officer, I've done that and did it. I feel it's capricious and arbitrary for the district to single out my purchase for an ethics complaint, especially when the chief complaint herself is in violation of some multiple ethic issues. I have never intended to shortchange or cheat the district in any way. I love the district, and I still, like I said, have my home. If you have questions or concerns, I'm more than willing to look, the situation to go forward. If it goes forward, have the investigator and we'll go from there. We sure appreciate your time and service. Commissioner,
thank you, Mr. Carter. I will open that up to our commissioners. Do we have any questions from commissioners for Mr. Carter? Commissioner Sosa.
Yes, Mr. Carter, I was just curious, when you were going to purchase the vehicle, how did you value it? And how did you go through that process?
Worked in the district for multiple years, a couple decades, and they have sold 11 different districts of vehicles, 8 of them there, and they just take the Kelley Blue Book, look at the vehicle thing, send it out, and we go from there. We never really got the value of any of it. So they had an independent person. I did not set the value that team did.
Thank you.
In addition, I also had 16 different dealerships offer money. The highest was $880, excuse me, sir. But, it's got a dent, it doesn't run well, it's terrible. It's probably the worst thing I ever bought. Even the crew said they don't know why I bought it. And right now, trust me, I definitely ask the same question.
Thank you for that. We'll go with Commissioner Fisco, then Commissioner O'Day.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Kristen, thank you for your report. I appreciate it. I thought I heard you say, and help me if I didn't, that some of the information about the car's value came to your attention after the 30-day time clock had expired. Am I right in that?
Sort of. You did hear me correctly that I did not have the information. To be perfectly frank, I still don't have it. What I have are some repair bills, 5 pictures of the vehicle, the title to the vehicle, and I believe that's it. I don't have any documentation of the value at the time it was sold, purchased, even the original purchase of the lot of 4 cars. So I would need that information to be able to proceed. What the value I assigned in the preliminary review report was based on Kelley Blue Book value of that car.
Further, Mr. Chair, just a quick additional comment, if not a question, for Ms. Kristen. If we were to move to an investigation, and Mr. Carter, please understand that if we make that decision later on this morning, it does not constitute a decision that there has been a violation. It only is a step to get more information. Ms. Kristen, especially in light of Mr. Carter's comments, if I'm using his, Mr. Carter's comments, if we provided more time, would the actual on-site value of the car be something you would investigate? I presume the answer is yes.
Yes, the value as well as the process by which the district property was disposed of. That's another question I have that I do not yet have an answer for.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiscom. Commissioner O'Day.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Carter, thank you for being here. It's always helpful to get the opportunity to ask questions and hear more of the story. My question, I think you started to answer a little bit earlier, but I'd like you to elaborate a bit. Was the vehicle ever put up for sale to the public at large? And if so, what were the bids that came in on it?
Yes, sir. Thank you. They bought 4 vehicles at that time, and the purpose was to sell three of them so they could keep one of them as a Prius that they wanted, that we needed for our district operators of our mileage and distance. So the two of them sold it instantly. This one was a year and a half, did not set off by the tree. We couldn't get any good bids on it. The highest one we had was $500 and something, and that was the very beginning. So we did not have any more at that time.
And I presume you've got records of that you could provide the commission staff if this did go to a full investigation?
Yes, sir. And also, you know, I don't have access to the email there anymore, but, you know, the board knew about it in Friday updates, so it wasn't hidden. Unfortunately, I just didn't think that I was trying to do the district a favor, and that was a mistake.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. No further questions, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner O'Day. Any other any questions from commissioners or for either our investigator or for Mr. Carter? Seeing none,
I will move that the commission move to a full investigation of matters involving Mr. Robert Michael Carter, item 20237 ELC on our January 29th agenda. Before you call for the question, Mr. Chairman, I have a comment or two to make. Thank you.
Any discussion on the motion by Commissioner Fiskum? Okay.
Mr. Chair, my comments are to reiterate one thing I said earlier, especially for Mr. Carter's benefit, which is, and I would echo Mr. O'Day's appreciation for his attendance with us today. This move does not constitute any sense of a violation having been determined. The second question, and this is a misgiving that sometimes we as commissioners have from time to time, I am hesitant in a way to get in the middle of what may be a dispute between an administrator in a district and a new board in a district. In light of the documents we have, that may be a risk for us. That said, I believe an investigation will be helpful in coming to grips with some additional information. That said, when the time comes, I'll vote yes.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiskum. Any other discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Sosa.
Aye.
Commissioner Starr.
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards.
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum.
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day.
Aye.
Chair Mason.
Aye.
Motion passes 6-0.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. We will have our staff be in touch.
Thank you. Good day, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll reconvene to regular open session.